Come here, sweetheart. It's been a long week, huh? You look like you could do with a bit of TLC. Here. Sit down in front of me and I'll massage your shoulders for you. Jeez, you have tight shoulders. How does that feel? Your neck's quite tense as well. Just relax, baby. Feel my hands easing away those knots and listen to the sea. Are you cold? Not really? Okay. Well, I did bring an extra jacket for you. It's in the car. It's nice out here, isn't it? It's a good change of scene from those dreaded fluorescent lights at work. They make my eyes really tired. Oh, this whole week I've been itching to come out here with you. To smell the sea breeze and to listen to the water. Relax your shoulders, baby. Let them drop. That's it. So, how was work today? I see. Your boss sounds like an interesting character, that's all I'll say. But, you know, from what you've told me, he keeps staff morale high and he makes sure that everyone's pulling their own weight. Which is good. I mean, if you've got a team that works together cohesively, then you've got a team that gets the job done. Look at that seagull. Oh, I think it's staring at us because it thinks we might have food. Not today, my little feathered friend. Maybe next time. Sorry. Look over there. The sun's about to go down. God, the sky is so clear today. You know, it's funny. I feel like the most memorable parts of my life are the little moments like these, when I'm with you in nature. I'm glad you think so too, baby. There's just something in the simplicity of moments like these . That orange sky, the birds flying in the distance. It was always so mystical to me when I was younger. Sunsets, I mean. Like, why does the sky change color? And then I learned in school that the sky turned red because when the sun's low on the horizon, its light has to travel a greater proportion of the atmosphere. And the majority of the blue light gets scattered. it's the longer wavelengths that make it through. Be quiet. I know I'm a crazy nerd, but I'm your nerd. Thank you for putting up with me. You want your jacket? Alright, just give me a sec. I'll go and get it for you. One jacket for the gentleman. There you go. I just love sitting beside you and cuddling your arm against my body. Okay, serious question. Why are you so wonderful? I wasn't expecting that answer. So, did anything interesting happen at work this week? Who eats that many gummy bears? Oh my goodness. No wonder he got sick. Did he buy them in bulk or something? I didn't know Amazon sold gummy bears. I'm so out of the loop. But luckily, I have someone like you who keeps me up to date on the goings-on in the world. There's something so comforting about this. The inevitability of the incoming tide. What are you thinking about? Food? What do you want for dinner? Sure, we can have that. And then we can have an early night and just cuddle in bed. I'll probably fall asleep on you though. I'm just letting you know in advance. Check that out. There's only a little bit of sunlight left along the horizon. You know, I'm surprised there is nobody else out here tonight. Usually you've got the people with their dogs taking a stroll, other couples, joggers. Hey, remember that time when the lady's dog jumped into our car because we left the door open? You've got a big piece of dried grass in your hair. And we haven't even been tumbling around. Let me get that off for you. You want to come stand in the water with me for a bit? It's warm today. Come on. Oh, that feels so good. I won't splash you, I promise. See? Isn't it nice? So cooling and refreshing. Let's go a bit deeper. And there goes the sun. 5 more minutes and then we'll head back. Yeah?